Blog Talk Radio.
Done by Pastor Mike.
Book of Revelation, chapter 7, verses 16 and 17. Yes, sir. They shall hunger no more, neither shall they thirst anymore.
Reach up.
For God shall wipe away every tear from their eyes. Yes,
sir. You have to know it's a revolution going on. It's a revolution. Together, let's just fight God. Okay. He's thinking just like God.
and ask that you would touch everyone that they may know that Jesus is the way to go. In Christ Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. I guess that's a beautiful prayer. With you up with Pastor. I'm going to ask Pastor if she'll give us the sandwich today.
Amen. Praise God. Good afternoon, everyone. Yes, that was a beautiful prayer. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I tell you, if I got the wrong one, I want to give a sandwich, because I tell you, the scripture is, oof. But I'm gonna behave and be obedient.
If you can, just give us a grilled cheese, please.
Okay. All right.
Praise God.
All right. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay. Well, our first slice of bread, I'm going to do Romans 3 and 24, and I'll be reading it from the King James. So Romans 3:24, being justified freely by his grace through redemption that is in Christ Jesus. And let's see here, for some cheese, let us go to 1 Corinthians 2. And verse 10, but God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. And let us go to 2 Corinthians 5:17 for another piece of cheese here. When I make my grilled cheese, I like to, you know, I mix up the cheese here. So let us do some more cheese.
All right. Yeah.
2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Amen. And then for that other piece of bread, and then I'm gonna behave myself here. That's going to be Hebrews, the 12th chapter, verses 1 and 2. Wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and sin which doeth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and it is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Amen. That's my grilled cheese sandwich. Amen.
Thank you so much, Pat. Thank you, Sister Renee. Because I know that sister there would have been fixing a hoagie. I know how she was.
Oh, yeah.
But we're so happy to have each and every one of you all. We are discussing this week, continuing in the God kind of faith. And for those that may have forgotten it, that's what we're talking about, continuing in the God kind of faith. There's all kind of faith, but it's a different kind when you're doing the God kind of faith, okay? I want to thank God for those selections this morning. I was really touched by that. Michael, they call him MJ. Also, I was touched by the song that, Oh, I Love Jesus. And then we did another one by McKinney. It was called Just Like God. Just Like God. Isn't that like God? How he just opened doors for you that you didn't know nothing about. That's the kind of God we're serving. We're serving the God who will open doors for you. And I'm just excited about the word of God, brothers and sisters. Okay. Monday, now anyone want to have any comments, you all know, just press 1 and we'll let you in because it's our review. It's not my review. It's our review. So if you have a scripture this week, just let us know by pressing 1 that you want to comment on or something. God gave you something. I don't think God just gave it to no one person. So I just want you all to know that, okay? He shared his wealth among all of us. All of us have his inheritance. All of us can get his inheritance. Okay,
yeah.
I just want to make sure everybody gets that.
Thank you.
We're going to start with Colossians 1. Colossians 1, this is our foundational scripture, and verses 21 through 23. I was waiting on Evangelist Shin, but I think I'm going to go ahead on and read it. The pastor read it out of the Messenger Bible. That's Colossians 1, 21 through 23. And you that were sometimes alienated, an enemy in your mind by wicked works, yet now have he reconciled in the body of his flesh through his death to present you holy, unblameable, and unreprovable in his sight. If ye continue in the faith, grounded, settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which he had heard, and which ye was preached to every creature which is under the heavens, where I, Paul, was made a minister. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. From the Message Bible, you yourselves are a case study of what he does. At one time, you all had your backs turned to God, thinking rebellious thoughts of him, giving him every trouble, every chance you got. But now, by giving himself completely at the cross, actually dying for you, Christ brought you over to God's side and put your lives together, whole and holy, in his presence. You don't walk away from a gift like that. You stand grounded and steady in the bond of trust, constantly turn into the message, careful not to be distracted or diverted. There is no other message, just this one. Every creature under heaven gets the same message. I, Paul, am a messenger of this message. Amen.
Amen. And we supported that with Ephesians 1:16-23. One of the things that was brought out this week, your faith should not, never, ever, and you shouldn't do this, allow it to stand still. Don't ever let your faith stand still. Always have that word, always speaking that word, if it's nothing but speaking it over yourself on a day-to-day basis. Joshua 1:8 said, meditate in the word day and night. Well, how is that done? By you just taking in that word. If there's a scripture that has blessed you or something you're asking God for and you putting it back before him, you continue to confess that. Your faith should never be allowed to stand still. Hallelujah. Any comments, Pastor?
That is so true, Pastor. That's kind of what we were sharing earlier about being in the Word and trusting God at his Word so that you won't be you know, go astray, and you'll be able to stand on God's word, no matter the enemy, he try to throw things in your way. But if you meditate on that word day and night, you can bind that up, and by your faith it shall be done. Amen.
Amen. And brother and sister, let me tell you, it's according to your faith. In other words, it's according to the word that you have, not what pastor got for you, not what brother had for you, not what your children got, not what you got. It's according to your faith. Every man, listen, your heart, every man shall be judged based on his own faith. No one else.
Amen.
And Ephesians 1, y'all want to go there with us, Ephesians 1, the 16th verse says, cease not to give thanks, you making mention of you in my prayer, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Why? That the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. The 19th verse says, and what is exceedingly greatness of his power toward us who believe according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and sit him at his own. Now, I like that. I hadn't seen that before. But sit him at his own, at his own right hand in the heavenly places. He wasn't just put on the right hand, but the word says God's own right hand. For above all principalities, powers, and might, and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also
Hallelujah.
See, I just caught up and have put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, his church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. From the Message Bible, I couldn't stop thanking God for you. Every time I pray, I think of you and give thanks. But I do more than thank. I ask the God of our Master Jesus Christ, the God of glory, to make you intelligent and discerning and knowing him personally, your eyes focused and clear, so that you can see exactly what it is he is calling you to do. Grasp the immensity of his glory, of his glorious way of life he has for his followers. Oh, the utter extravagance of his work in us who trust him, endless energy, boundless strength. All this energy issues from Christ. God raised him from the dead. God raised him from death and set him on a throne in deep heaven in charge of running the universe, everything from galaxies to government, no name and no power exempt from his rule. And now, just for the time being, but forever. Praise God. Not just for the time being, but forever. He is in charge of it all. And final word on everything. At the center of all this, Christ rules the church. The church, you see, is not peripheral to the world. The world is peripheral to the church. The church is Christ's body in which we speak and act, by which he fills everything with his presence. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I like that part.
Amen.
That the church is Christ's body. Amen.
And I would say we're members. That's where your membership at. It says you're a member. Mm-hmm. It literally says that. It literally says that. And you know why people have trouble understanding the truth. But if God wanted you to go to church instead of being the church, he would say, go to the church, and he'd tell you what day to go and all that. But that's not the word, people. That's man's philosophy. That's man's teaching. But let me give you a piece of revelation here. This revelation that God gave me is into three parts here. The first part, don't stop giving thanks. Don't stop. It's a prayer. Now get a hold of this. If you don't know what to pray, how to pray for somebody, here's an example. Here's a blueprint. Here's a sample. Even your enemy. Now put a pin in there because I'm going to tell you why you want to even pray for this for your enemy. The Bible says, be not deceived, for God is not mocked. Whatsoever you sow, that shall you also reap. So you should be praying for enlightenment. Well, if you're sowing that for somebody else, God's going to bless you. He's going to enlighten you. See that?
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
If you're praying that somebody's greatness or the power of God rests on their life, guess what? You're going to have to reap that. If you're praying for revelation, knowledge for someone, God is going to have to allow you to reap that. Woo, preach. Y'all ain't heard that yet. You ain't heard. See, that old selfish nature, that old fleshly nature won't let you do that. It won't let you, boom, burst out of that shell.
Mm-hmm. Say it now. Say it. Say that.
If you live up to flesh, you'll never forgive. You'll never forgive me. You'll never forgive your enemy. You wouldn't walk in forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know,
Amen.
Part of forgiveness is giving. Ooh, can I say that one more time? Part of forgiveness is giving. You can't forgive without giving. Think of this message. I'll say that. Because every time there's been forgiveness, there come forth gifts. Man, I might want to preach that right there. That's a preach right there. When God forgave the world, for he so loved the world that he gave. He gave his only begotten son. The prodigal son, what did he do? After he spent all the money and went back home, the father gave him. How do you know it? He gave him the fattest calf, the best ring, the best robe. See, when you forgive, there come forth giving.
Yeah.
You probably don't want to hear that because that requires you to go and give somebody something. I don't care who it is. Doesn't matter. You're going to reap what you sow. So if you're sowing good seed, God have no, you tied God's hand right there. You tied God's hand. Hallelujah.
Come
you want to tie God's hand? So, and then you got to reap. So whatever you sow, you're going to reap it.
Amen. Praise God.
And we're like, well, wait a minute now. If what you're saying, if I do good, watch this, Pastor, watch this. If I do good, I'm going to be showered with blessings.
Hallelujah.
If I do good, now how I know, I'm going to tell you, so then, Luke, it says, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, press down, shaking together, I will call men to give unto your bosom. See, it's giving, but now, I know some of y'all probably thinking finances, and that's cool. That's where you at. But see, I'm not there. I'm thinking spiritual.
Hallelujah. Because
see, money and finances can be dangerous for those that don't know how to handle it. It's just like putting a Uzi in a 2-year-old hand. They don't know what to do with it. So a mind is in wealth for somebody who's not seasoned in the world, in the word of God, but seasoned in the world thing, they gone. They don't got that money and gone.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Say the that. Point say I want to make there is this prayer, this was a prayer. And Paul said, he thanked God that the eyes are being opened. Well, if he's praying this for somebody and the word of God is true and the level the field is level, everything good, well, God has to honor his word. God has to do that.
Amen.
He just tied God in.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
You around here trying to be negative and all of that. Be positive. And I hate to use this term positive and negative, but I'd rather you do what the word says. Because James 1:22 said, be ye doers of the word. And I hear them. If you start sowing good, good got to come. Last time
Amen.
I checked, that's the way that works.
Amen. You
can't always be negative.
Yeah,
that's why you
catch
in hell. You give it
that's
hell. And if it ain't come, keep doing that. Keep doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you're going to reap. You don't have any choice.
Yes, amen.
You don't have any choice but to reap. Anyway, and the last thing there, he's praying that the inheritance, the promises of God, the spiritual stuff, we get.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
That they inherit this right now, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and sit him mm-hmm. on his own right hand. You know, I never seen that own thing. I mean, I just, man, that just took me somewhere else when I saw that. Because, you
all
know,
right.
You said, well, Jesus on the right hand side of God. Well, that's okay. You know what I'm saying? But when you say his own, that changed everything with me. Well, I got excited.
Amen.
I got excited.
Man.
I'm going to tell you something else I got excited about. You know, people all, and I don't know if you better open your ears, because I'm going to drop a nugget right now. I'm going to drop a nugget. Open your ears right now. You know how you're always telling God you're loving? You're loving?
Mm-hmm.
You're loving? I want you to do this and watch what happens. Tell God, Lord, I need you.
Mm. Yes.
That's going to change everything. If someone tells you right now, I love you, okay, fine. But when they say they need you, Pastor, I need you. Pastor, I really need you. I mean, you know, I love you is okay. But when I say I need you, Evangelist Renee, I need you.
Yes.
It's different. Go tell your children right now, I love you, but I need you. I need you to be a good girl. I'm working on some things. I need you to be great in this. And I need this. See, when you put that responsibility on somebody, guess what? They're going to answer the call every time. It'll never fail. I told you was going to get a nugget. If you heard it, it might have went past you. But those that heard it, I'm going to tell you something. You want to get something, go tell your mate. Say, you know, I mean, instead of just telling you love them, say, I need you. Now,
mm-hmm.
I'm telling you where I got this from. He sung the song, I Need You, You Need Me, Donald McCurkin. And I had taken my granddaughter to a dance. And she told me, she said, Granddaddy, I need you. Because she didn't have no daddy. Her dad,
mm-hmm.
she had daddy, her dad. And she didn't have nobody to take her to this father and daughter dance. And when she said, she had been like the other grandkids and said she loved me. And will you go and take me? But she said, I need you.
Mm.
Woo! Y'all just know. Maybe he goes buy a brand new suit. Brand new shoes.
All right. Uh-huh. All right.
He needs to dance with her.
Yeah.
See, I felt
yeah.
compelled. I was compelled. When you start telling God you need him, oh, Lord,
mm-hmm.
have mercy. When you start telling God, Lord, I need I'm not going to make this journey without you.
Yeah.
I need
you. Yes, yes, Lord. Mm-hmm.
I'm out here in this big ocean, and I don't have a compass. I don't even have a power to do this. I don't have a motor for the boat. Lord, I need you.
Yes,
need you.
Yes.
I don't know how I'm going to get back. I don't know how I'm going to put the next foot, next feet in front of the other. I need you. Because I might put it the wrong way. Somebody said, Lord, order my steps.
Yeah.
But they didn't want to step the wrong way. Anyway, I don't apologize. Again, let me get back to the lesson. I just, I had to drop that nugget on you because here's what's going on, brothers and sisters. When you know God has reconciled you back, you realize, I need God. I can't get back on my own. I need you. It's good to have friends. It's good to have associates. You're good to have all these likes and all these followers. Brothers, I'm going to be honest with you. I need one. That's for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I can hear, but I need one follower. I need God, man.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And I want to follow him. And I want him to follow me. Because I don't want to make the wrong turn to the right or to the left. I need him.
Yes, Lord. Mm-hmm.
I need him to be Colossians 1, 12, 15. That was one of our scriptures. Colossians 1, 12 through 15. And when you read this, read it with the understanding that, you know, you need God. Understand it. Paul says, giving thanks unto the Father, which have made us meet to be partakers of the inhabitants of the saints in life, who have delivered us from the power of darkness and have translated us into his kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. Hallelujah. And the next verse says this, and I know I said 15, but I need to go, I said 14, but I want to go to 15. I might say 15. In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. But 15 says this, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature.
Ooh, hallelujah. Amen, amen. From the Message Bible. It is strength that endures the unendurable and spills over into joy, thanking the Father who makes us strong enough to take part in everything bright and beautiful that he has for us. God rescued us from dead end alleys and dark dungeons. He set us up in the kingdom of the Son he loved so much, the Son who got us out of the pit we were in, got rid of the sins we were doomed to keep repeating. We look at this Son and see the God who cannot be seen. We look at this Son and see God's original purpose in everything created. For everything, absolutely everything above heaven and below, visible and invisible, rank after rank after rank of angels, everything got started in him. Amen, amen.
You got to give him thanks. He made us to be meek. That word meek, that means he made us that we can be like him now. We can intertwine with him now. We can engage with him. Yeah. Mm. You know, Eve was Adam's helpmeet, meaning that they could become one. We can become one with God. That's why he said he made us meek to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints. And then Peter said, divine, partakers of a divine nature. Divine nature. You can walk around with that right now, a divine nature. Look, that's different, too. When you're walking in that divine nature, you don't see hate. You don't see envy. You don't see all that crazy stuff. When you're walking in that divine nature, all you see is blessing somebody, doing good to those that are despitefully using you.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
When you're walking in that divine nature, you recognize, hey, we are God's work of art. Man, you go back to Ephesians 2:10, and you say, wait a minute, I'm God's masterpiece. God ain't made sin like that. He ain't saying what we did. I am the epitome of what God wants in a man or a woman that's no longer male nor female, but I'm what God's looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
hallelujah.
To the back. Go tell Miss Sally about that one, huh? Go tell Frank that Frank, I've been delivered from the power of darkness. See, that's darkness right there.
Mm-hmm.
That's darkness. Yeah. Get delivered from darkness.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been translated into the kingdom of his dear son. We got a lot of folks that have been translated. Now, they'll say they have, but I'm telling you, I can prove it. I know when you've been translated. Because guess what?
Right.
You're going to do everything the Bible says. You're going to give to those that despitefully use you or you think despitefully use you. You're going to give to those that have did wrong toward you. And we all have them.
Yeah.
I have. If you don't have any, I'll give you a couple of people that's been in my life that they think I did wrong to them. So if you need somebody to just bless, go on and bless them for me. Help me bless them. Hallelujah.
All right, now.
I bless them. Thank you fast enough. He's blessing us over and over and so fast. And that's just like God. That's how God does. He blessed And I'm going to tell you something else I like about God, too. I like so many things, but I think about the fact that when you can't, you don't have anybody else to turn to. Nobody else won't listen. Everybody done dogged you out with their friends, and everybody looking at you crazy, like you done did something.
Have mercy.
That verse says you ask him to strengthen you by his glory. That's what it says.
Yeah.
And his power. He'll give you strength. He'll give you strength, man, in the midnight hour. Don't fool yourself. He'll give you strength in the midnight hour. That stuff that went down Monday, most of it anyway. But we're to continue in the faith, and we did Colossians 1:4. But Pastor, anybody else? Pastor, do you have anything you want to say on anything Monday? Because I know we just got Monday. We wanted to Tuesday here. I took a little extra time there, but we want to talk to Tuesday here.
Praise
anybody.
God.
Okay, on Tuesday, you had something, Pastor?
No, Pastor, I'm good. That's good. I'm enjoying that.
Okay. And let me say, because Wednesday, God had let us have a whole hour. I thank him for that. And then Thursday, the enemy got so angry, I wasn't even recording. But see, what he didn't know, God had Pastor to recognize it immediately. And I just have to bring that out to say, I thank God for that. I thank God for you, Pastor. See, that's what Paul was doing. He acknowledged it even when he was in jail and he wrote the letter up to the Ephesians and to the Colossians and to Timothy. He was in prison, but he remembered what was going on, and the Lord told him to give thanks to that. So I'm giving thanks to what had taken place. Pastor immediately jumped on it. Yeah, I'm thinking I'm recording. I'm thinking the song is being played. And pass up there praising and praising God, praying, giving scripture. I'm going to tell you, that's God, man. That's some God stuff right there.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. I thank God for that. But in Colossians 1, I think I was going to go for Tuesday. In Colossians 1, and I believe it was the fourth verse, we shared. He said, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which ye have to all the saints.
Amen. And from the Message Bible, we can't quit thanking God for, we can't quit thanking God our Father and Jesus our Master for you. We keep getting reports on your steady faith in Christ. Amen.
And the thing that we brought out there, brothers and sisters, is the fact that your faith is in Christ. You got to continue to have your faith in Christ, meaning in the spirit, not the flesh.
Yeah.
If you have your faith in Jesus Christ, that means it's in the flesh. Then the Bible tells around and tell you, wherefore, henceforth, know we no man after the flesh. Even though you know Christ, you can know him no more, but after the spirit. So when you know Christ, know him after the spirit. When you're using your faith, but you trust in him, because that's another word, you know, but faith is trusting. That's what you're relying on. That's what you're depending on. Let it be in Christ.
Yeah,
let it be in Christ. You know, I oftentimes I think about Paul had wrote and how he just thanked God for the just simple things that you may not look at, but it's big, and it's big in heaven.
Yes.
Because that's what Paul was dealing with. He was dealing with God, which is in heaven, our Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. He said, since I heard of your faith in Christ Jesus. He didn't say, that's not a misprint, people. And if you're not sure what it is, do your research. I challenge you today, because my research is better than your research.
All right.
Guarantee you. Because he's talking about being in Christ. That's not a misprint. Mm-hmm. But anyway, because the hope is laid up for you in heaven, whereof we heard in the word of the true gospel. And when I saw that, I went, what? He said, yeah. He said, that's the true gospel. Everybody's not preaching the true gospel. Don't make me go there, because I'll tell you, they're preaching the gospel, but it's not the true gospel. The true gospel is predicated on your faith in Christ, man. That's what the true gospel is.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. The true gospel, or the true truth, is in the gospel, which is the truth.
Amen.
We stand in God's spirit, brothers and sisters. And then I think we went to, that was the end. That's all dealing with Tuesday. There was one thing I wanted to say about Wednesday. One other thing I want to say about Wednesday, because we talked about reminding others of who you are in Christ. Now, I know you know who you are, but sometimes you need to remind others what the word say you are. Because, see, that's what the true gospel is. It's what the word say you are.
Hallelujah.
The word
Amen.
Made like, and you can start out with, I tell you what, Ephesians 2:10. See, this is what's happening, brothers and sisters. Don't allow the enemy to put you in their class.
All right, say that.
Can I go there for a moment? You know, a lie, you think everybody lies?
Amen.
Yes. A thief will think everybody will steal.
Yeah, yeah.
And if they think they're sicker than they are, so they watch it. Mm-hmm. Somebody full of envy and hate, they think everybody like that. Yeah. So, but you have to tell folks what have happened to you. Because they wasn't there. They don't know. So you're going to have to tell them. You are just what happened to you.
Yeah.
See?
That's right.
You got to tell them.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Amen. Amen.
But Ephesians, and we're going to say this, and I think we got somebody want to have something to say. In Ephesians 2:10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which have before ordained that we should walk in them. God ordained it. But you want to read that passage out of the Messenger Bible? That's Ephesians 2:10.
Okay. Amen. He created each of us by Christ Jesus to join him in the work he does, the good work he has gotten ready for us to do, work we had better be doing. Amen. Amen.
I got muted. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, amen. You know, I called in, you know, to ask you, what's your favorite prayer to Lord Jesus?
My favorite what?
Your favorite prayer, the one that you...
My favorite prayer anymore is... And I don't know if I should say that I have a favorite prayer. I just pray with honesty, and I just pray when God tells me to pray, and it's to benefit somebody else.
Yeah,
that's my favorite prayer. It's when I'm praying for someone else to be blessed.
You want to know what my favorite prayer is?
Yeah, tell us what your favorite prayer.
I say this every night, you know, before going to bed. You know? Yeah, so I go to my bed, you know, before going to bed, you know. I kneel down and I close my eyes and I say, Oh Lord Jesus, thank you for coming inside of us. Thank you.
Awesome. Yeah.
Your cum is so delicious. My great Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you.
Awesome. Well, that's in line with the word of God. It says in everything, give thanks.
Nigger alert. That devil, in the name of Christ Jesus, if I bind you up, I rebuke you right now in the name of Jesus, and you go back. You are cursed back to hell from which you came. I bind you up right now in the name of Christ Jesus, and we come to worship God in spirit and in truth, and you have no part here. In the name of Jesus, I bind you up in Christ Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. And I agree with you, Pastor. But remember what we're teaching now. We are teaching Ephesians 2:10. And I just told you guys, you have to remind folks of who you are.
That's right.
That folks don't know. They don't know you're the workmanship that created in Christ Jesus. They think you somebody else. They don't know.
Right.
So we got to tell them.
Amen.
They don't know any better. They just make it flesh.
Yeah.
But see, if they really know, and that's what we talked about. Let's see what day was that. I want to say that was, let me go up there. I think it was Wednesday. We were talking about reminding others of what the word say you are. Because see, some people, They're so ignorant. They only reminded of what they are, and whatever they are, that's what they want everybody else to be. But in Romans, and I'm gonna show y'all this, in Romans 3, praise God. I know the devil is angry, and that's okay. That's what he's supposed to. And I'm supposed to be rejoicing. So I'm rejoicing that God gave us this, because knowing who you are in Christ, Romans 3, and because, see, they don't only see, most folks just see it like this here. I'm going to tell you, that's why you got, and this is why you need to remind people. In Romans 3, 23, it says this. It says, for we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. See, that's how most folks want to tell. That's most folks want to see you that way. They'll never see you being verse 24. So you got to tell them. You got to explain to them. Verse 24 says, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. See, that's what you got to remind them. Of who you are, because they're going to only see you as a sinner. Maybe saved by grace. People are going to only see you because that's what they are. When you've been redeemed, then you're going to see other people redeemed. But when you haven't, that's what you're going to be. You want to read that at the Message Bible, Pastor?
Yes, Pastor. And not only for us, but for everyone who believes in him. Oh, I started up too far up. Okay, let me bring it down here. Since we compile this long and sorry record of sinners, both us and them, and prove that we are utterly incapable of living the glorious lives God wills for us, God did it for us. Out of sheer generosity, he puts us in right standing with himself. A pure heart, the mess we're in, and restored us to where he always wanted us to be. And he did it by means of Jesus Christ. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah.
So, you know, you're what you are because of where your faith is in the Word of God. You want to keep your faith back, that's what it's going to be. But if you let it transcend to the spirit world, then bless God, that's where you'll be at. Okay? Because it's more than your faith. You know?
That's right.
But you have to remind people of who you are, what you are, and make that declaration because of who you are.
Yeah.
You remember, you've been raised to sit with Christ in the glory. And when I saw God told Christ to sit on his right hand. Well, if you're in Christ, you're right there.
Yes.
You've been brought near. No reason to the scripture, you've been brought near to God. I see it now. That's how he did it. Because he put Christ there. Christ meaning spirit. And you're in Christ, then boom, you got there too.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
And my other scripture I shared with you guys this week that I'm going to kind of go over again, and that was over in Ephesians 5, 29 through 30. And what we were talking about was membership. And this is your certificate, if you will. This is your paper. Let the world know. The church you're a member of, and that you're a member of the body of Christ. It says that in plain letters. We are the members of the body of Christ. That's where your membership is in Christ, not in man-made church and stuff. But anyway, anyone else?
Did you want me to read that, Pastor?
Yeah, you can.
Okay. Ephesians 5:29 and verse 30 from the King James. It says, for no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourished and cherished it, even as the Lord, the church, for we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. Amen. And from the Message Bible, this is a huge mystery, and I don't pretend to understand it all. What is clearest to me is the way Christ treats the church, and this provides a good picture of how each husband is to treat his wife, loving himself in loving her, and how each wife is to honor her husband. Amen. I did read a little further down, though, but that's why it's such a mystery. So I'm trying to see, okay. So it said, no one abuses his own body, does he? No, he feeds and pampers it. That's how Christ treats us, the church, since we are part of his body. And this is why I still want to go further, but that's 29 and 30. No one abuses his own body, does he? No, he feeds and pampers it. That's how Christ treats us, the church, since we are part of his body. Amen, amen.
Amen. And amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. Thank each and every one of you all. Thank you so much, Daniel, Renee, for that awesome prayer. And you all that are listening, I thank God for you. I pray that you get a word. And don't be moved by craziness. It goes on all the time. I don't even know. And I'm not even feeding into that, because I just want you all to know who you are in Christ. And those words that people try to call you won't even matter. Anybody is.
Amen.
You all on tomorrow for the word